You have heard something about our movement. All over the world, they are expecting something spiritual enlightenment from India. That is a fact. But our government is callous in that respect. Therefore, any so-called Swami yogis come from India. They gather to receive me, to hear something from me. Yes. This is the tendency. The real thing is that people expected something, still they are respectful to India on account of the spiritual enlightenment. That I study. Still they go to India to have some spiritual enlightenment. And actually we have got this in India. If anything has to be learned about spiritual, then it is only India. That has been admitted by one Chinese gentleman. His learned scholar, his book is recommended in New York University. I forget his name. He has written in his book that if you want to learn something religious and spiritual, then you must go to India.
Was it
Yin Yutang? Was
it Yin Yutang?
I do not
realize.
And that's a fact. But our Indian government is not very serious about it.
So we have a difficulty, Your Eminence. We have got a problem in India. Because we have got this multi-religious society. So we have to be careful. But individuals can... because we have got to be, we should not be misunderstood as a government. We should not take too strong a policy about any particular religion, even though it is the religion of the majority.
No. It is the duty of the government, secular state made, neutral to any kind of religion. But it is the duty of the government to see that people are religious. Not that, because government is secular, let the people go to hell. Yes. If you are Muslim, and it is my duty as government to see that you are actually acting as a Muslim. If you are a Hindu, then it is the government's duty to see that you are acting as a Hindu. If you are a Christian, it is the government's duty. You cannot give up religion. dharma na hina pasadi samana. If people become illiterate in the name of secularism, then they are simply enemies. So it is the government duty to see that the citizens are not becoming enemies. He may profess a type of religion. That doesn't matter. But he must be religious. That is secularist. Not that secular state means government is callous, let the people become cats and dogs without religion, government doesn't care. That is not true. What do you think?
I think not in what you say, but politics is the art of the principle.
Politics means to see that people are advanced. Citizens are enhanced, not that they are degraded.
But I think the duty of the government primarily is to provide conditions in which gifted people, spiritual people like you, leaders like you can function. More than that, if the government does, it might probably even corrupt the religious, I don't know, like an umpire in a game, Provide the conditions for free speech. Not like Moscow, where it is.
No, that's it. It's like you have got commerce department. Government has got.
Yes.
What is the duty of the commerce department? The government must see that the trade enterprise, commercial or industrial enterprise, they're doing nicely, properly. The government is in license. They have got a supervision, they send some time, but it's called inspectors, education, pay for education. There is education and inspector, the school inspector, they go see that the students are properly being educated in that school. Similarly, government should have expert men in the government to see that the Hindus are acting like Hindu, Muslims are acting like Muslim, and Christians are acting like Christian. The government should not be careless about it. They may be neutral, that whatever religion you profess, government has nothing to do. You do. Nice. But it is the government's duty to see that you are doing nicely. You are not bluffing. That is government.
Probably as far as moral conduct is concerned, but more than that, how is it possible, for the inner man, the spiritual mind, any individual can conceal his own philosophy, but the external conduct, the what is called...
No, external conduct means unreligious things.
This is what I was...
Yes. Harava bhaktasya kuto, you can understand Sanskrit. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Jashati bhakti bhagavati apinchara sarvai gunai tatra samatati sura. If one has got faith and devotion to God, God is one. God is neither Christian nor Hindu nor Muslim. God is one. So religion means this is the very conclusion. Sabai pumsan paro dharma jato bhakti adhukhaji. Ahuitati apratihatar jina atma su prasidati. One must be religious. Without being religious, he cannot be satisfied. Therefore, there is confusion, dissatisfaction all over the world because people have become irreligious. If you want to keep, in Calcutta, there was an American consulate of office, I was invited, they have got a department, Indo-American Cultural Society, perhaps you know. I was invited there to speak, East and West. So I explained that so far we are concerned. We have no such thing as EastEnders. But still, there is difference between East and West, that the Eastern countries, especially in India, in the remotest part of the village, the cultivator, poor cultivator, he understands God consciousness very easily. And so far in the West, I talked with Professor Kotovsky, perhaps you know.
Yes, in Urinz Institute.
Yes. He said, suddenly after this body is finished, everything is finished. You see? Such a big professor. He...
Marxist materialism.
Huh?
It is Marxist materialism.
But Marxist materialism, does it mean that a congregation of some fools and that's it?
I should think so.
Does it mean they like that some congregation of fools and that's it? Such a big professor, he does not know. He cannot understand him that there is life after that. He has to accept another body. As you are accepting different bodies, I was a child, you are a child. Then I became a boy, that is a different body. Different consciousness of. A child, 3-4 years, he talks in a different way. A boy, 10 years, he talks in a different way. And a young man, educated young man, he talks in a different way. So with the change of the body, the consciousness is changing. Is it not? Children, small children, they're just like animals. The cats and dogs, just they are playing. They are also playing like that. But he does not belong to that category, because when he'll get another body, in his will injure him. Another body, he'll be highly educated. Another body, he'll be doctor. The cats and dogs, they will have to wait to get that body. So with the body, we are changing our consciousness. The different body, different consciousness. Similarly, why not after death, different body, different consciousness? If we make progress.
Yes.
This is progress. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. तथा देहांतरम पासी जीवस्तत्वनमीय देहिनस्मिन् तथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति जीवस्तत्वनमीय. So people cannot understand that when they are not dhira, not even according to Vedika, not even gentleman. One cannot understand this simple theory. But after this body, as I have changed so many bodies, similarly, I shall change this body also. That's a fact. So, dhira satana miyati. Dhira, one who has got brain, one who can think, he'll have a puzzle. Yes, yes, death means a changed body. Any gentle, good brain will understand. But people are so foolish now, they cannot understand. They are not educated even to understand this simple thing. This is the position of the world. Even big professor like Kotov. So this is the position of our present human society.
But in a country like Moscow, Soviet Union, they are hostile against it. But in most of the world, they are indifferent. I mean,
No. Why Moscow? Everywhere.
Yes,
Moscow, they are rather good. That they say, we don't believe in God.
That's true.
But others, they say that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I believe in God, but he does not know anything.
I'm afraid most of us will think that to be honest.
I should say that Moscow are gentlemen, because they cannot understand, they say donkey.
It's Mudhakira.
Yeah. But these rascals, they say, yes, I'm religious. But he's doing most irreligious activity. You see? I asked the Christian so many times that your Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Now why you are killing? They cannot give any charisma. This is my experience. It is clearly said, thou shalt not kill. And they are maintaining certain houses. What is this? They are other than London, one lady, he was saying me. He was with a block of grass, right?
Oh, yes.
You see, breaking a grass blade is equal to keeping a big organized pattern. This is very interesting. Yes, Papa, it is also kidding. Supposing it is killing, actually it is not killing. Supposing it is killing, this killing and keeping organized federal killing is the same thing. You see, people have become so degraded.
This is so history.
They give this example, but you also kill them. Yes. This grass there is broken, it is killed. So it is equal to maintaining a big shelter house. This is going on under the name of they are Christian nuns. In London, they come to me, talk to them. So, and in India also, we see now counseling is going on, regular shelter house. And what can I say? Then your government manages. You may take some wrong views about this. What is your opinion, personal?
I'm afraid I'm a very democratic person. If people sincerely believe that they cannot exist without meat, they should be committed. And once that's granted, you have to organize slaughterhouses.
That is the misfortune that we have lost our Indian culture. Indian culture.
Your Grace, what you want is really a sort of complete...
I don't want.
A strong, obedient, disciplined society. But the moment the disciplinarian becomes a dictator...
It is the duty of the government to see. That is the law. Strong government means...
It's the Ram Raja, is it? Like, not yes.
Strong government means that... government should be very, very vigilant. The citizens are doing their duty properly. That is firstly, they should be given all protection. At the same time, just like father gives protection to the children, at the same time, very strict that they are morally and disciplinary, they are going, coming up nice. That is father's duty. It is government's duty. If the father says, let my son go to hell, I don't care. I gave them some food there, so. Is that father's duty? No. Father's duty to arrange for their food, for their dress, for their shelter, at the same time to see that they're great, nice, not restless. That is father's duty. You see that the government duty is there. We see from Vedic Shastra, government duty is there. Otherwise, why there is need of government? Government, now it is government, but formerly it was the king. The king must be representative of God. Because who is God? God means Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eka Jubhulam Vidhati Kaman Katopanis. So, God, what is God? God means He is also person. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. He is also eternal. He is also cognizant. We are also eternal. We are also cognizant. But what is the difference between God and we? The difference is, He maintains us. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kama, bahuvachan, nityana, chetanana, this is bahuvachan. And nitya, chetana, ekavachan. So, what is the difference between the singular number and plural? The singular number is maintaining the plural. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. So God is maintained. Everyone. So, difference is that He is so powerful, He can maintain every living entity. He is maintaining the elephants in Africa who eat at a time, or pick up. He is supplying food. There is no scarcity of food in the jungle for the elephants, neither there is scarcity in the whole of your room, you'll find hundreds and thousands of chitti. Who is feeding them within the hole? Unless they're eating, sleeping, the same thing as there. However, they're living very nicely. But who is giving them food within the hole? The small hole. You did not provide that hole, you did not provide that food. But there are hundreds and millions of ants there, living there, within the hole very happily. Sometimes they come out, you see, from so many hundreds of millions. So, eko bahunam jo vidhati kama, that is God. He is supplying. So, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. Out of that, 400,000 are human beings. Out of that, many are uncivilized. The uncivilized aborigines live in the jungle. They have no economic problem. They are also human beings. They never come to city for food. They are maintaining themselves. The elephants are maintaining, ants are maintaining. Why the civilized few men, they have also problems. Because we are not only the living entities, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. They are all being maintained by the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that sarvajoni sukhamti tam bhavanti murtaye. As many forms are there, and it all depends on the vidya pradapita. I am the father. His father maintains the son, as you see, as said. He is maintaining. So while you are so much our father is rich. He's not poor. God is not poor. Sarvaishurya purna. Six kind of opulence fully. So why you are talking of this overpopulation, scarcity of food? Why? Actually the father is Lord. He's maintaining. And actually you see how many human beings, civilized human beings are there. The other living beings are many, hundred thousand times bigger quantity. If they can be maintained by God, so what we have done, that He will not maintain us. He maintain us and maintain. So many people, they say, India is starving. I say, I am Indian. I never see any man starving and dying. I never see. This is simply advertisement. What is your own?
It is poverty. It is
poverty. Poverty there is a poverty in other countries. There also, Now, India has got poverty. So why in America and Europe there are hippies? Why? They are also thinking that we are not sensuously, such as pain or something, some humanity is there. Some humanity. And they are lying down, Amsterdam, here, on the street. What? But they are coming up, rich family, rich nation, especially in America. London also, I'm saying. Regent Park, they are lying down. Police is police is speaking. What? Behind them the British Empire is, British government is there. Why is lying down there? Who has told him to? Government is requesting. If you have no home, come on. I shall give you home. In Bombay also, this it is called huts.
Huts?
Huh? Still huts? Yes, then only you have seen in Bombay.
Yes.
We park, when we park, you know, when coming from here, you know, to see the sea. So many tasks, cottage is small. So Bombay government has given them home, they become healthy. But what do they eat? They rent to some another man and they live in there. In Madras sometimes.
I know.
Yeah. They don't like. They don't like. They want to get
Yeah. What the gypsies did, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And they will own houses in Moscow.
So there are different prakritis. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani. So there are different prakritis, different mentality. They want to live, eat, eating, sleeping, mating, depending. But everyone has got different ideas. Just like you say, majority of people, they want to eat meat. Huh? They have got different mentality. But we don't want.
India, of course, not majority.
No.
Most people.
Yes, India, they are now educated to eat meat. Otherwise, Indians, at least Hindus.
I belong to vegetarian.
Yeah. No, in Madras, I think. Mostly they are vegetarian, strictly. Actually, in southern India, they maintain the Hindu culture. It's fine, big high court judges, they have got till up.
Yes.
Yes. Strictly, in Alhamdulillah Sampada, or Sayyid Sampada, they have got strictly taking bath, you know, in you deal with fine, so many addresses into them, big high officer. They are strictly following in the principle. If I am correct, in Madras there is not many Mohammedans. The Mohammedan culture could not enter into Madras suddenly. And you find out in our Chaitanya Charitamrita, when I am translating, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to southern India, practically whole southern India became Muslim. By itself.
It's a great period of
Mahaprabhu. Yes. Yeah. And all the acharyas, they came from southern India. Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya. I think Madhvacharya belongs to your province. Malaya?
No, Shankaracharya.
Shankaracharya.
Okay. So, I have got a question. I have not really been able to locate when exactly Ratha entered Hindu mythology, because Bhagavatam doesn't mention only Rasa Krida as a... Before Jayadeva or before Gauranga, Chaitanya, did you... Do you... When did exactly the Bhakti cult take the Radha Krishna. They are generally the gopis and the
Madhar Acharyas. They elevated people up to Sakharas. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave us Madhujaras. Therefore, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Anarpita Charing Chirat. Anarpita Charing Chirat. Kurunaya Bhati Nakalo. Samad Payata Ujjala Unnata Madhujarasa. Anarpita Charing Chirat. Kurunaya Bhati Nakalo. Samad Payata Unnata Ujjala Nasan Sabhakti Sriya. Hari Purota Sundara Dhati Kalamma Sandhivita. Sadari Dayatandari Suratu Va Sachidanna. It is the Jitas Sachidanna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna can be sung in Madhujaras, in Sanjivar love. That is Sri Chaitanya. And among the gopis, Radharani was the best gopi, foremost. Anaya Radhate, this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anaya Radhate.
Oh, that is the
beginning. Anaya Radhate. When Krishna disappeared from Rasya, then gopis went out to search him out. And at that time, they saw that one gopi is most beloved by Krishna. Anaya Radhate. Therefore, Radha.
I remember what we can do here, yogis, for we'll be very happy to help them if they want any special material like dal or any vegetables or whatever it is. I think they are quite well.
Yes, we have no fixed income. But Krishna has given us opportunity. Our books have sent. You have seen our books?
I've seen them in Moscow. One gentleman had a complete set. So I have glanced through them. Especially the
Bhagavad Gita Aditi.
Bhagavad
Gita Aditi, yes. This is published by Macmillan Company. We are selling about more than 1 lakh copies per year through Macmillan Company. Yes. Similarly, we are selling our other books. Bring.
Because
it's not a complete. Bhagavatam will be finished in 60 volumes. We have published only 6 volumes. Our manuscript is ready. But it requires great amount of money to publish. We are satisfied that in English reading public, in Australia and America, in England, Europe, we are publishing in different languages. People are accepting our books very nicely. Lately, that one distributor.
What's he?
This. No, that is. What is that? That love?
That is the info.
They are also distributing our book. Macmillan Company. People. Now there will be a big meeting on the 12th September. How to organize? Because this kind of literature was there was none before this. Bhakti cult. This was never presented to the Western country. Vivekananda did not know anything about bhakti.
No, I mean, it's not bhakti at all.
Neither Vivekananda nor any sign. That is the and say, regrettable fact. They actually, even Dr. Anand, he could not present Bhagavad Gita. He impersonally, and he presented in a different way. And now, the professor, Dr. Perinder, he said, he came to see me, that now we have rejected Dr. Radha Krishna. Because everyone has speculated in his own way. And therefore, we have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. And if you have time, we can read some of the portions, how we are presented as it is. So people are liking it as it is. otherwise, Bhagavad Gita is well known in the Western country, all over Europe. Because it was not presented as it is, there was not a single devotee of Krishna. You find out the whole history. Bhagavad Gita is meant for making the reader a devotee of Krishna. Is it not? Sarva-dharmān paritajya māmitam saranam. So who can become fully surrendered to Krishna unless he is a devotee? See, it is a transaction between God and his devotee. It's a fact. Manmana bhavamad bhakta majjadi mahang namaskuru. This is the clear declaration. He's asking everyone, just become my devotee, or think of me, offer me a obeisance. Manmana bhavamad bhakta majjadi. What's it mean? Mahang namaskuru. He is deprecating the worship of demigod. Tamas-tastra-hita-jnana. Find out this verse. Tamas-tastra-hita-jnana jajanti anna-devata antavattu-phalam-tesa tad-bhavati-alpa-medhata. Less intelligent person, they worship the demigods. This is the step.
Most of them, I was a very political person. I must be very honest with you. To me, Gita means Gandhi's Gita, which says it is very distorted, very limited version.
Gandhi did not know anything about Bhagavad Gita.
I understand.
But Gandhi may give his opinion, but why he should give through Bhagavad Gita? You should not take advantage of that. That is being done. Everyone is taking advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita and is expressing his own opinion. This is good. We want to stop this nonsense. If you have got opinion, you write different book. Why you should misuse Bhagavad Gita?
The devil can quote the scripture for his
purpose.
Huh? The devil can quote the scripture for his purpose.
Yes. Yes. That's the fact. Why you should try to introduce philosophy, say for Gandhi, non-violence. Well, where is non-violence in Bhagavad Gita? So, our point is that you may express your own opinion. Everyone has got right to, especially Mahatma Gandhi. He was actually a great personality, there is no doubt about it. But so far, Bhagavad Gita is concerned, he did not know it. But from his behavior, it was seen that at heart he was a devotee. Yeah. At heart he was a devotee. Yeah, no, because he was chanting.
He of course shares with you this belief in Sanskrit. We
notice
very much.
That Raghupati Radha Madhachana. But maybe for politics he has explained like that. What is that?
Kama istraishtha jatagyana prapadyam te nirivata tamatam yamamastaya pratitya niyatasvaya.
Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures.
Next verse.
Yo yo yang yang vadung vakta sharaya shitam nishkati tasya tasya charam shaddham tameva vidatham yaham.
I am in everyone's heart as the super soul. As soon as one desires to worship the demigods, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to some particular deity.
Goodness.
Sattaya shraddhaya yukta tasyara dharami hate lapate cha tatak kaman maya eva vihitan hitan.
That also kama, whatever benediction they get, that is sanctioned by Krishna. They cannot give it independently. You can give it here. This six volumes are already published. Similar, another 54 volumes is being published.
Oh, it's a tremendous undertaking.
Ah, yes.
Whatever might be the difference of opinion about the, you know, the subtleties, you see, this itself is very great.
And we have given each meaning of, you can see, Sanskrit class, how we have explained. Here in America especially, as soon as they see these, practice the whole set, six columns.
Beautiful, very, very elegant English also, writings, Kartma Tatpurisa Dhyartham, Yadha Bhavandham, Brahmaniya Tasyayan Bhutam, Abhyaniya Tatpurisa, and then you make it easy.
Translation
and then Anvaya and Pada Vicheda. How long will your language be here?
And all day?
Only 11th morning we're leaving. From London.
Bachelor. We're sitting only Sweden this time.
Yes.
It was not Copenhagen,
no. Sir Papa, you traveled to Paris and also to previously to Amsterdam in Germany in years previously.
This temple is going to be a permanent institution, is this what you're building or somewhere?
The beginning stage, yes.
It's the middle of the location.
So, practically single-handed, I'm trying to give this original Indian culture to the world. And nobody is helping. Neither if some rich man wants to help me, government will not allow that.
Oh, yes, especially.
Just like Padampam Singhania of Kanpur. He promised that you just construct a nice temple in New York. He wanted to give the money, and the government is not allowed.
For instance?
Yes, not allowed. I make correspondence, and say the last reply was that he can raise funds locally, but he cannot take money from me. Now, who will pay? Of course, these boys are paying me. They are getting now, recently, one boy, you know his name, and George Harrison. He's a very famous singer. So he has purchased for me one house, 55 lakhs for me. But one, no Indian could help me. At 220,000 pounds. So it is equivalent to 55 lakhs.
I'm told that you have 55 temples in...
No, I have 55 mountain temples. In the USA we have got about 50 temples. And Australia also we have got 5 temples. And Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, and Darwin. Yes. And we had very gorgeous Rathayatras in Australia, in London also. You know that? 10,000 people participate. And we distribute the prasad.
On the 12th you have it in London.
Huh?
This big meeting will be in London. On the 12th.
Rathayatras held on July 8th. July 8th. And simultaneously in San Francisco and in Sydney, all over the world.
And during Janmashtami,
the
ambassador, Mr. Rasugo, he can. He's very nice.
He's suffered.
Huh?
In personal life also he has suffered.
One of his sons died.
He's a good man. His wife is also coming from a very religious family, like what your Grace said. His wife's grandfather was one of the real sadhus. He lived in a, he's a judge, but he's also a yogi.
Oh. Here, our history, we find so many Grihastha, also like kings, rajas. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Evam parampara praptam imam raja rishayo vidhu. Raja, king, at the same time, rishi. This was the king. It's like Maharaj Yudhishthi, raja rishi. It's a king, but rishi. You read that portion. Yes. The government of Maharaj Yudhishthi. How they are happy. Kamang Bhavan Saparjanta. Parjanta. Parjanta means cloud. Kamang Bhavan Saparjanta. All our necessities come from the rain. Now there is scarcity of rain. What the government can do and the scientists can do. And if there is no rain, then all your plan is finished. All his plan is finished. And that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anavrishtya, Durvikha, and Karopirita. One side there will be no rain, and there will be scarcity of food there, and government will tax heavy. In this way, people will become mad and they will give up their hut and home and go to the forest. This is the foretelling. This is going to happen. Actually, people are being perplexed in that way. There is scarcity of food and there is scarcity of rain and government taxes increasing every year.
Kamam Bhavasha Pajanya Sarva Kama Dukha Mahi Shishi Chukshma Vrajangava Payaso Daspati Muda. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, the clouds showered all the water the people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Happy attitude. Now the cow are going to be killed. They know it. That we are going to be killed. They are also intelligent living city. So how they can be happy? If some human being concentrated in a calf and they know that we are going to be killed, can they be happy? So if one is not happy, if the cow is not heavy, can she supply sufficient milk? No. Therefore, they were happy. Therefore, milk was supplied so much that the grazing ground became wet with milk. Muddy. With milk, not with water. So, we have no intelligence. Have to leave. Our Bhagavad Gita says, Kisi Goroksha Vaishya means Kisi Goroksha, to protect cows. Nowadays, not to protect cows, to kill cows. You see, business. Vaishya means businessman. So, Vaishya's business is Kisi Goroksha. Manijam Vaishyadharma Sabhavaya. But no Goraksha. Cutting the throat of go. This kind of sinful activities are going on. And they want to be happy. And instead of giving protection to the cows, in the Bible also it is said that the animals are given under the protection of the human. Man. The protection means to kill. They have interpreted like that. That animals have been given to us to kill and eat. This is their interpretation.
Oh dear, you have taken so that you have been so kind.
Yeah, it is very kind of you that you have given prasad. We are simply trying to revive people's government, Krishna consciousness. So every sane man, every good government, everyone should come forward to help this movement. It is not a personal affair. We are not presenting the Ram, avatar, and God. We are presenting science, philosophy. And, you see, why you are taking so much trouble to write so many books? We want to convince people to science, philosophy, logic, religious principle, by practical behavior. All these boys are being trained up not to have any illicit sex, not to eat meat, not to take any intoxication, not to tea, coffee, cigarette, and not to indulge in gambling. They're doing that. So we are making man of character, man of religion, man of philosophy. So why people should not cooperate with us? We are not presenting any blind soap of religious faith. No. That's not all this. Our business is Chaitanya Dayar Katha Karaha Vicha. You understand it in Bengali? You understand Hindi? Chaitanya Dayar Katha Karaha Vicha. Vichar Karile Sitte Pavet Samatha. If you are sane man, if you give due consideration and then give your judgment, then you will find that it is wonderful. Chaitanya Dayala Katha Karo Vicha. We don't say that you take blank. No, Vicha. After full logic and consideration in action. Not blank. But if you do that, you will see it is wonderful. So why those who are advancing education, they should not take this moment seriously and try to understand seriously and cooperate with us. It is not a blind thing. So, actually, from government level, we are not getting any support. I don't speak in India, everywhere. Because they think it is religious. Not only that, America, there are big foundations. Actually, submit some petition, help us. No, no, we don't help any deviation. Yes. We don't get any help. Oh, simply Krishna is giving us this chance and selling this boat. That's all. Nobody is cooperating. Rather, when our people go to sell these liquors and chant Hare Krishna, they are arrested and harassed. Yes.
That is because of, I think, a lot of confusion with some movement, hippies and all that.
You might have been cheated by counterfeit money in some place. Does it mean there is no good money? Then what is this? Because I have been cheated by some man, he gave me some contract money. Then I'll not touch money anymore. Don't touch. What is this? You must judge whether it is counterfeit or real. That is required. So, if you can help us in some way or other, try to help us. Otherwise, we shall go on in this thin-landed. But I am not getting any help from any other source. Then, this moment has been very, very rapidly progressed. It is progressing, but because we don't get any support. Lord Buddha's movement was spread because King Asoka supported.
It's also Francis movement also, when they broke away from the Catholic Church, the kings were present. The movements to fight.
It is king's duty.
But it's not as...
Yeah.
But you're these small people, we can only, you cannot go beyond good.
Yeah, exactly.
But as individuals, we'll be very happy to.
Even if we are close, our authority is our man in New Delhi, South India.
Yes.
Yeah. She says that this is the position. That we are secular, we cannot support. Of course, we want simply Krishna's support. We are increasing, we are not decreasing. The movement was started in 1966.
That's tremendous.
Now it is all over. All over the world, from the Sweden to Australia, New Zealand, North and South, all down the world.
What about Germany?
Yes, Germany. He's in charge of this.
Yes, we have the temple in Berlin, in München, and Hamburg, and Heineken.
No, we are not discouraged. And then this girl, but sometimes we are sorry that such a nice woman
is not true. We have this dilemma, and be very honest. First, we have got the dilemma of choosing the right thing, because so many people claim to speak about revival.
But as you find out, just like you issue license to medical practice. Register medical. So why don't you see that Sikh movement is dangerous? That is the duty of the government. But the government is also there and aware about which one is actually Thank you.
I take the real Prasanna.
No, you can take it. It's all real Prasanna.
But you know, this to us is, we call it Kerala, this is called Trimasra.
Uh-huh. What is that?
Trimasra is sugar and honey and... sugar and grapes.
Panchamrita, yeah.
Panchamrita.
Mm.
All this is supported by this young man?
Oh, yes. One thing I can request is that you give us some of our men going to India. Missionary visa, so that they can stay there, because we have now 4-5 temples,
yeah,
and I require their assistance to maintain.
In India?
In India. So if you kindly give some of our men the missionary visa, it will be fine. Is it missionary?
I can find out, because it is a very... logical thing.
Yes.
Because we give them to other religions.
Yes. Why not this? So you do kindly help in this way. That is within your power.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But there is no use of writing. You can do it. And we can immediately submit some of the men. And you can give us.
Of course, from Sweden, depends upon the nationality. People can go for 3 months without any visa.
Well, that is the fun thing. But missionary visa. Missionary, and if missionary, there is no question of any particular country. Because we have got men from different countries. Our man is called representative. They should be given missionaries when they want to go. That much.
Who is the representative in India, this, in Delhi, of your organization, in Delhi?
In Delhi?
Yes.
Yes, there is.
You should meet someone fairly senior in the Home Ministry. I can write to him, and he can also meet. I think...
Yeah, you can. Give some introduction.
Yes, I will give the names to if you come to the embassy.
But visa, of course, is to be given from here. So why you should refer to Delhi? You can immediately discrimination.
I don't think so, because see, I doubt very much. If I can exercise, I am prepared to advise it.
So,
I don't think they will believe how.
Visa is issued from the country.
The embassy, but we have got some people we can state the issue. In some cases, we have to refer to India. But if we make a positive recommendation, they will back.
So that I do not know. But visa is given by the embassy,
yes,
from the local place. Later.
That's too early.
So that's that nice?
They're from the whole world, you know.
So you can't eat all of them.
I don't know, but I can't eat them.
No, it's only two.
I did with two paratha.
Two paratha.
Because you've done it so well.
Prasada prakti maasrena bhoktabham. That is Vedic in there. Even if it is brought from a distant place, even if it is dried up, Even if it's touched by the untouchable, still it should be touched in it.
Yes, that's true.
Prasadam prasimatrina bhoktatvam.
Do you remember how Krishna received it? So Dhamma?
Yes.
You can hope me.
Yeah.
Have you been to Kerala?
Yes, I was in Kochi. While coming to New York,
yeah.
I came on sea. So my ship stopped in Kochi. Yes.
We have got the wonderful Krishna temples. Krishna temples.
Kochi?
From Cochin, not in Cochin town there is, but not very famous.
Mm.
But the one about 10 miles from Cochin, where I come from, is one of the greatest temples called Purna Trayisa. So it's very good. The Cochin royal family.
Oh, you come from there?
Yes.
Swami Simhananda also comes from there?
Yes. Swami Simhananda comes from Ernakulam.
Yeah.
I come from 5 miles. I actually used to know him before he became. When he was a journalist.
Eh?
I used to know him when he was a journalist.
Oh, he was a journalist?
He was before.
Oh.
In the crowd.
Oh.
But is there a specific person who wants to go to India immediately?
Yeah.
Whom would like to have visa?
Well, we can give him a name.
Please give me the name of the nationality, I can immediately see arrive at the right.
Yes. So you can come here immediately, some of the names. Because we are organizing there, and the security department there. Oh, your visa is now complete. You please return. But we have got now temples. We'll manage that. Big temples have. Constructed. In Navadvip.
Of course, Navadvip is
in Vrindavan. Yeah, in Vrindavan. We have got very, very big temples now. So those temples, the Indians are carried, they are after technology, they are not carried. So I will manage, how will I manage them? If they are driven out. That is my problem. But the Indian boys, they are not coming.
Mm.
Indian education, they are coming, but not very educated.
That's, I understand what you mean.
Yes. The educated Indian boys, they will accept good service. Why they come to temple?
Sorry, you are right.
That is education. They are not prepared to spread this Krishna consciousness. They want some good service and enjoy life, that's all.
These are decent comments.
Now I can place there.
No.
What do you want, just now?
I just want to place here and that's enough.
Yes, you can wash inside.
It's really 1 hour between the lunch and my So I will remember this, this, and of course I will do personally what I can.
Yes,
the teacher is the invitation to all Indians, you see. And I'm afraid the Indians in Sweden are extremely, how shall I put it, extremely material. But
no, anyway.
If I don't expect much response, I'm being very honest with you.
Anyway. And Indians, Indians are everywhere.
Yes.
But they think familiarity in this context. Oh, Krishna, we know what you have got to teach us. Although he doesn't know anything. Because he belongs to the country where Krishna appears. Therefore, he knows everything. He says, oh, you know that Hindi, Gaon ka yogi bheek na mile.
The prophet is not honored in his own country.
Yeah. 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 Yogi. Yeah. That is the question. Yeah. So, do you think I shall submit some name?
Certainly, I can do it. If I have got
rice,
I will do it. Or I
will send the... Then you are eating rice, you are not right. Because...
There are discussions.
Then it will be easier. Because as soon as you send to Delhi, they do it. So then don't try. If you can help personnel, then you will submit the names. Otherwise, if you go in the office and can it, I don't expect.
No, I look at the rules. I can't break
it. So you see the rules.
If you can, then
I will submit.
Question.
Then, when I shall send some my men to know that he can,
yes.
When I shall send?
By tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Yes. Then I shall send. Otherwise, use that. If you officially forward and they reply me. I do not know why. The Christian missionary, they get...
But I need to... If you permit me, I will still, if I find I don't have rules and rights, I will do it. But I will be very happy to write this very strong letter to the Deputy Secretary Concerns, and also...
Anyway, in the minimum way, you can help. Yes. This is a difficulty for me. They are chasing after our men.
I personally think that there is not much reason to, because we are allowing...
There is no reason at all.
And this is the
if they are giving missionary visa to the Christian missionaries, what we have done. So, kindly be seriously thinking and impossible give us. So he will go in the afternoon and see him. If he's able, then we can send some men. And many men, they are prepared to go to India. But this Bhagavisha, they will go after spending so much money. And they will be chased. That has become a problem. Otherwise, I told some years ago, sometimes we'll have to import Brahmin from this place.
Looks like they are better Brahmin.
Yeah.
Where I agree with you.
Thank you.
Because there is the definition of Brahmin, of course, is made by Buddha. The Vajratruci Kobunishat. There is.
Bhagavad Gita says, Chasu Pandang Maya Sistam Gunatama Vibhara. And Bhagavad says, Jasahi Jat Lakhanam Shad Varnadi Vanjata. Jadi annatrati visheta, tak penai yo bilit visheta. These are clear indications. The Brahman is not some particular family. And Krishna says another thing. Vāni pāta vipāt sritya jīpīsu pāvajuna. Priya suddhā tathā vishyā sreti janam kipāyāngati. Everyone, Krishna is open for everyone. Krishna does not say that only. He says, King Kuna Brahmana Punya. Everyone is accepted. Why not the Brahmins? But take it on the Parangas, those who are not even born in Brahmin family. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Kiva Sudra Kiva Vipra. Kiva Sudra Kiva Vipra. Nashikane no. Jai Krishna Tattva Vesta. Tattva Vesta. Say Guru. He becomes Sudra. It doesn't matter what he is. Sudra of the Pradhan. There is Ramananda Raya, he was a Sudra. According to social position, he was a Sudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took lessons from him. Yes. That is the 8th chapter of the Madhya Khanda.
So I remember it, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And if I am able to come for some meetings, I will come. If I do not, that means only embassy, because it's a sort of embassy. Probably some of the members of our embassy will come.
No, he is
to the functions.
Function?
Do you try to come as soon as we are able to come? From the embassy.
That of course he heard.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very much.
Okay.